Oh, yeah.
Okay? Now let's jump into the dating scene topics.
I want to answer my fixing question, and once again, I'm going to answer again. Did Bill, myself, and other people, I'm going to say 2009, leading up to this year, that we would say, as the economy tanks and stuff, what would happen to relationships?
They start going belly up.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, I got two articles here of very important interest from two different sources here on the same situation. Let's see here. This one's October 4th, 2010. This is by Detroit News or DETnews.com, which is also going to be in my It Happened Again videos coming up later tonight into the morning time. Domestic violence up as economy wobbles. Tough times put extra strain on abusive relationships, experts say. What do you think? The domestic violence is on the rise in Metro Detroit, and some local law enforcement officials and shelter leaders say the economy may be pushing already toxic relationships over the edge. What did we say last year and this year?
Well, what are we seeing going on recently, Dwayne? I don't know. Steve, did you see that video that I posted up yesterday, How to Make Your Boyfriend Cry?
Bill, I absolutely saw the video, and I'm going to tell you something. You're absolutely right. There is a concerted effort to make, I mean, this video that Bill put up, I don't know where you get these videos, Bill, but it was basically a propaganda video to basically humiliate men, even good-looking men, into the idea that for how women should manipulate their boyfriends. And I have never seen anything so diabolical in my entire life, and I cannot believe what's going on. If there is anything that's a conspiracy, Bill, let me make this point. It's the dating scene. I'll let you take it away.
Well,
oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah, that and video, that's targeting the younger generation.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is. You know, I call that social conditioning.
I want to hear Big Boss Cal's opinion, because I haven't heard him say much when he came on tonight.
Okay. I have. Well, I might as well get Calvin's opinion on this. You know what video we're talking about, right, Calvin?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, it happened again. That's what it's a blueprint for It Happened Again.
Yeah, that was my first thought when I seen that video. It says you might as well name this video How to Create Your Own Killer, because that's eugenics. That's evil, okay? That's straight up evil.
Yeah.
But it does. It annoys me when I see stuff like that, because that's directed at the younger generation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot of what's in that video is actually really going on in today's world. That's sad.
Yeah, definitely. You know, throw out toxic relationships. Well, the only kind of relationships you're going to get when you live in a toxic society.
Yeah.
I mean, and we do. We live in a flat-out toxic society. This is modern Babylon. I mean, everything's got to be a lie and a manipulation. Everything's got to be a game or a competition to one-up somebody.
Yeah, that's true. That is very true. It's all a game out there, okay? And, you know, that's actually what annoys me, because I don't believe in another human being's emotions and feeling is a game.
And then the end game's back on you in the end.
Yeah, well, you know, when we do our It Happened Again video series, that's based on the domestic violence.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, do you understand where I'm going to put up in another video series for this new week, Eric Page, with Big Boss Calvin, myself, Bill, the other TF members have been saying, I got 20-plus something fucking happened again within the fucking last week. Within the week and shit, I got more It Happened Again articles. You're all going to be coming in the...
That's from our ability to treat each other like complete dirt and shit.
These two articles I'm reading is among those three I have to already see in the video later.
Yep, does Steve have something to say here? Go ahead, Steve.
Bill, the previous caller that called your show, I don't know what his name is, but he said, how do you know that's not anecdotal? In other words, when you do the It Happened Again series, you're assuming that these things didn't exist 50, 100 years ago. But how do we know that these things didn't happen and we just didn't hear about them? The It Happened Again is saying that, okay, we hear on the internet that this guy killed his wife because she was cheating on him or whatever. Okay, but do you think that the percentage is much greater now than it was?
Oh, yes, Steve. I definitely do. The percentage is definitely higher than what it was back then without a...
Yeah, it's definitely higher than the DOJ statistics in 1993 that Smalling, like Steffi got used to it.
I want you to think about something, okay? I can take you back to a nursing home and you can talk to the elderly and you'll find out that the biggest majority of relationships from people back then, they married their sweetheart and they stayed with them, and now they're old and growing old together. They didn't get divorced. They didn't have all the stuff that we got going on now. But in today's world, if you think about the dating scene, everybody's up somebody else. One gender's been put up on a pedestal. You have total division. It's all about manipulation and lies. What did you think was going to happen? Think about this, Steve. Two forced loneliness. Nobody asked to be put in that situation, but there was. Not everybody's going to be as strong as somebody else or have the same thought as somebody else. And a person can only take so much before, something happens that shouldn't have to happen.
Hey, Joe, when people ask this question, I've done this one on my Roller Steve show because I've interviewed this. The question that I always ask my guests is always, how do you know that it's not you that's the problem, but also, how do you know that this problem is just not isolated to a small minority of people? Because everybody out there seems to kind of think that, well, I don't have this problem. You know, it seems that the dating scene, or we call the romance, the mating, dating scene, whatever you want to call it, I got some other things I'll talk about, but I mean, how do you know that that's probably just not your problem, and everybody else is just enjoying the dating scene except for Bill Greathouse, Dwayne Holloway, Warren, who else? You know, I mean, what is your response to that?
Well, there's millions of people all over the world that live this situation. They come at us all the time.
Yeah, my response to that is I already know better than that, Steve. I know better than that. I've got tons and tons of emails in the last 2 years, and I got people from all over the world coming at me saying the exact same thing, Steve.
Okay, but Bill, the question remains is, how do we know that if we would have had access to this 50 years ago, this problem still would have not been here? Because what we're only assuming is that with the age of the Internet, it makes it easier to contact people. How do we know that TFL wasn't identical to it the way it was 50 years ago? I kind of don't agree.
Yeah, but you know something, Steve? I think I got the answer for that, okay?
Okay.
It's basically pretty simple. We don't know for sure that you could be right, but I want you to think about something, Steve, okay? When we went back enough years ago, you find out that the women stayed at home and raised the kids and took care of the family, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And the men had to say so, okay?
Right.
And then we up to the day's time, and the women have to say so, and the women are out in the workplace, and blah, 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 okay? But I want you to think about something really seriously. I asked you this question on another show that you was in here about when's the last time sessions was equal, okay? Now, the reason I ask that question is actually really pretty simple. Because any time you have one gender above the other, you have division. You have a situation that's going to lead to the type of shit we see going on right now. Okay? The women were suppressed by the men. Now the women are in control and they're suppressing the men. So what you've essentially done is you have corrected a wrong with a wrong.
Bill, there's no way to quantify that because people can argue, well, it's always been that way. And so I believe TFL is, okay, let me make this point here. I believe TFL is no doubt is a reality in the world today, but how do you convince people that this problem is real because they just deny it? I work in a workplace. I deal with hundreds of people on a daily basis. I have discussed this issue with people. They flat out live in denial. They will admit one thing, though, Bill. They will admit that women have it easier in the dating scene. I mean, that is for a fact. But admitting that it's a crisis is another issue.
Because the majority of people don't live TFL, and they know what they're doing, but they will never own up to what they're doing.
Steve,
they know you're telling the truth, but you're not going to get them to admit it.
And Steve, think of it.
Go ahead, John.
Steve, think of it this way as well. Why do you think there's so many PUA scammers out there? Because they know they're making a profit.
Let me follow up on that. Good question. There's a website. It's called RSD. It's Real Social Dynamics. And I had a laugh because I posted something. This one guy goes by the name of Tyler Durden. He claims that looks don't matter. And he comes across as such a con artist. I showed a guy at work this video. He laughed his ass off. He says, I've never seen anything so ridiculous. This guy goes, some women really love short, fat, bald guys, like on the show Seinfeld. And he was going on and on. And I thought to myself, I was laughing at this. And I thought I was the only one. And so a lot of people realize that this PUA stuff is just pure garbage. But, Bill, how much time we have left on your show?
You have 11 minutes, Steve.
Oh, 11 minutes. Let me make this point here. This is the brainwashing of the media in a nutshell. Dr. Phil did a show on the PUA industry, but instead of saying that this stuff doesn't work, they reframed it from the point of, oh, this stuff really works, but is it fair? The media is deceiving people to believe that PUA works, but, quote, is it fair? And so I think the media, this stuff was created by the powers that be, Bill, because they wanted to make people think they had a choice when, in fact, they really don't. They're creating the delusion.
You know, Steve, I have to say something to this. Your words, you out of your mouth, okay, a couple, 3 years ago, and you did say this once, and I happen to agree with you, and even applies to today. What does PUA have in common with CIA?
Okay. What it has in common is it's deception. It's brainwashing to get people to in such a mindset where they think they have a choice, but they really don't. It's total brainwashing. The PUA industry is like multi-level marketing. It's like a cult. You worship the cult, and when people disagree with the cult, they go crazy. When I did my David D'Angelo Exposed six-part series, I got 90% negative reviews on it because everybody that slammed me believed that this cult really works, but they knew it was a scam. I mean, they didn't know it was a scam, but when a person joins a cult, no matter how emotionally or financially drained they are, they always defend it no matter what.
I want to ask them, too, about what you said about the Dr. Phil thing, Phil.
Hold on, Warren. Hold on, Warren. Go ahead, Dwayne.
So, in other words, when you see that I hate this movie, when they call us a cult, but at the same time, we're the type of people that are exposing the intelligence community cults. But we're still the cult.
Yeah.
You know what a cult is, Bill? Bill, a cult is anybody that needs to physically enforce their agenda. As long as the TFL movement does not try to physically intimidate people, you're not a cult. But what I found is inevitably they always have the belligerent people that always physically try to enforce it. When you look at the Jim Jones cult, he physically was a bully. Most people that are in cults that run the cult are physical bullies. So as long as TFL does not physically bully people, it's not a cult. And I think that that's a key factor in cults. They always use physical intimidation to get you to conform.
I want to add further upon what Steve said about the Dr. Phil thing is that they want to put it as, it works, but is it fair, okay? Well, we know it doesn't work, but let's just, for argument's sake, okay, let's just imagine that it did work, which we know it doesn't, right? But just for argument's sake of the point I'm trying to make here, let's imagine for a minute that it did work, okay? Now, they're going to sit here and say, you know, is that fair? When a woman's got all the power, and a woman's got all the say-so, the ball's in her court.
Well, the whole show is ridiculous because what I was waiting for is somebody in the audience to say, why don't you guys just reframe the debate? This stuff doesn't work. But all Dr. Phil kept saying is, we know this stuff works, but, quote, is it fair? And the women knew it was bullshit. If the women knew it was bullshit, they would have said, this stuff is bullshit. But they were going along with the game, and so it showed me that this PUA thing is a big conspiracy because somebody in the powers that be had to create this scenario.
It was pampering women. It was more propaganda to teach them that they don't have to be responsible for their choices. They can blame it on
men. Right. A PUA, I mean, you have to have an instruction manual to be attractive to women. What kind of baloney is that? I mean, that's insane.
Of course.
Yeah, you need an instruction.
Hey, okay. Steve, why don't you ask that to Phony Tony? He'll give you his answers.
Well, I don't want to ask Phony Tony because I don't know the guy personally, but I don't really care to ask him because he's got an answer. He can't. First of all, he physically cannot back up. Has he ever taken a camcorder, had a friend follow him, and prove that his stuff works? None of these PUA guys have ever proven their stuff really works. And they've never documented over any length of time that their crap really works. They're lying pieces of filth.
No, you're right. They prove themselves wrong. Yep.
They've never proven it. They've never proven this stuff works. If this stuff really worked, all they'd have to have is one dedicated guy follow them with a camera at a distance and zoom in and prove it with a wireless mic system. They could prove this stuff worked. They've never done this. They've never proven it works. David D'Angelo and all those other guys are frauds. They've never proven this stuff works.
Let me say something here, okay? Where this stuff comes from? Well, it's pretty simple to figure out where TFL come from. All you got to do is think about the feminist movement, destruction of the family, the sitcoms that go back to even the days of Family Matters.
Shit.
If you take a look at the sitcoms and the stuff that's been put in people's face from the time they were kids and the stuff they taught people in school, like, think about this, Steve. When you was in school as a kid, they taught the boys don't hit girls. Well, that was the beginning of discrimination against you as the male because it wasn't taught that you don't hit one another. So when you think about PUA, what you really have is Steve's answer a couple of years ago was, of course, he couldn't back it up no more than what we really can now, but I see that what Steve said 2 years ago is probably very, very accurate, okay? Problem, solution, reaction. The problem in the
reaction solution,
was deliberately created. And I think CIA has a lot of involvement in PUA.
I believe the CIA controls the porn industry too. I don't think that it's a bunch of individual guys that just started on their own. I believe that it is controlled by powerful people to brainwash people into thinking sex is the only way to view women. And it's totally created so many pussy whipped guys. I see this all the time. Ugly, disgustingly unattractive women with good looking guys. Guys are so desperate today. There's never been a time in history where so many guys, it could be so like women are put on top of Mount Everest or something.
Check this out. AC subjects, okay? Oh, I got exposed. Hold on for a minute. AC gave me this for the information he's sending me, and I commented on my once again watch. It's not saying where, all right? But he says this to me for the thanks and everything. He says, quote, thanks, Dwayne. I will keep the info coming, especially when the eugenics managed to create the very first marriage counseling service /practice in the United States. The American Institute of Family Relations opened its doors in 1930 in L.A. with this dizzying philosophical semi-brew of sterilization and marriage talk therapy, happily correlating the whole thing with exploding axis of divorce, love, social failure, racial impurity, and castration, unquote. What do you think AC said?
So we got proof, actually. I remember you said, like what you said a few minutes ago, Steve, that there was no proof that this stuff ever worked. That's correct. You're right. But actually, there's more proof that it doesn't work. You look at George Sedini.
Yeah.
George Sedini went through boot camps, yo.
You know what? I would seriously wouldn't love to hire a guy in my area to follow me and just, I would be the guinea pig. I'd walk up to girls and say, hey, you know, let's go on a date or whatever. You know, this stuff, I believe that the PUA industry is a conspiracy. It's a total scam. It's like multi-level marketing. It doesn't work. And then, of course, you blame yourself when you fail at it. It's your fault. It's like the New Age movement. You're always responsible for your failure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Bill. We only got a minute or two.
Yeah, well, Dwayne, go ahead and finish. What about the comment, right?
No, but I'm just saying, what about AC's comment? He says right here, thanks, Dwayne, I will keep the info coming, especially when the eugenics managed to create the very first marriage counseling service practiced in the United States. The American Institute of Family Relations opened its doors in 1930 in L.A. with its dizzying philosophical semi-brew of sterilization and marriage talk therapy, happily correlating the whole thing with exploding axis of divorce, love, social failure, racial impurity, and castration, unquote. So in other words, that leads back to what Warren's been saying this entire time, back in eugenics. Man's the shit.
Warren, you're right on the money. Warren, you're sharper than a whip. I tell you something, I like listening to all you guys because, Bill, I want to compliment this show. Over the last year, it has gone a long way. You've got some really good people calling this show.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, you know, I keep trying and keep striving, you know, and actually, I'm thankful that you're back, too, because you're not no dumb guy, Steve. You're a pretty smart guy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I just, it's called experience. I don't call it being an... I think it's just willing to admit that I'm fallible and willing to admit that there's a problem. That's it. You know, that's how you do it. You got to be willing to say, hey, there's a problem, and not be afraid that people are going to criticize you.
Yeah, it really just is that amazing common sense critical thinking abilities that are lacking today, man, because there are a lot of very intelligent.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Okay, well, Steve, the only reason I wasn't letting you in on the page number is because we have a little two-year-old by the name of Foley Tony who uses the block, okay, and blocks
right.
His phone numbers and uses this all the time.
Okay, I understand.
So it wasn't you personally, so when you come at me and say you were here, then I'm trying to figure out which one's you because I don't want to let him in.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, I kind of sympathize with the other caller, but I have a question. I've heard this caller call you before on and off, and I'm wondering why you allow people to come into your show if all they want to do is argue when you clearly are stating the obvious. It seems like you get these people that just want to argue for the sake of arguing. I want to hear your answer and Dwayne and anybody else's answer because I just don't see the point in arguing with people that clearly just want to pick an argument.
Well,
you got a point.
Steve's got a good point, okay? The only reason I really made him tonight is because his last call was a legit call, and I always want to see if the guy's actually doing a little research now, or maybe he's going to halfway know something now, but he always seems to prove me wrong, but he don't call in very often. He used to call in all the time, okay? But I've not let him in a lot of shows that you don't even know about because I see his number showed and I don't bring him in at all.
True. Warren, I think you get too emotional. You need to calm down because you need to stop letting people that say stuff to you get to you because that's exactly what they're doing is putting kerosene on the fire. You know, it's obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, there are people that I've talked about TFL to other people, but I haven't said the word TFL. I said the dating scene, and they'll argue just for the sake of arguing, and I just find out it's a waste of time. Once people they're not willing to compromise at any level, I realize. I went to school.
Yeah, I usually do that when I'm off the show, man, but like I said, I should, you're right. I just get really annoyed and really aggravated with stupid people, man, who will do anything in their fucking power to go around the damn truth. I mean,
well, let me give you an example. When I went to trade school after the I was in the military for 4 years. I went to trade school for I learned the trades, and I had a guy that used to always argue with me, and he was a troublemaker. He just liked to argue, and no matter what I'd be talking about, he would try to listen to my discussion with somebody else just so he could start a fight and argue. So I realized that whoever these callers are that are calling you, they're just trying to start a fight. They always want to look at the other angle and I don't believe they're working for the government. I think it's just their very asinine nature. They like to argue for the sake of arguing.
Well, some of these people do it for attention, Steve. You know, they just want to get attention any way they could. Whether it's to make a fool, even if it's to make a fool of themselves.
Right. I mean, I don't know this guy. I mean, he does make some good points, but I have a question to ask you because he did make one good point I agree with. What if 10 years go by or 5 years go by and this stuff doesn't hit the fan? Because, I mean, people can still go to the grocery store and get 10 Swanson dinners for $10, you know. I mean, the economy obviously has not crashed like these people like Alex Jones, who are trolls themselves, have predicted. What do you see? Do you think that this game could be just being played out? Do you really believe there's going to be some crash? I really don't know if this is really going to happen. I hope it doesn't, but who knows?
Well, it's going to eventually happen. It's just when.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to sit here and give a timetable to when it's going to happen, but we can see it happening right now.
I mean, it's
but you can still go to the grocery store and get beef for $2.99 a pound if you really know where to look. You know, I mean, it's not like people are going to the grocery store. I mean, the grocery store, I mean, you have to base it on the food industry. I mean, obviously, you did make a good point, Warren, about how the cost of apartments is expensive and things like that, but people are just learning to downsize. I mean, and this is another propaganda thing. By the way, did you know there's a new reality show called Downsizing Myths or something? They're already preparing the American people for their new life in the in this downsizing world.
Yeah. Well, what it's about is here, man, is what they want to do is right. when they get their new system, the people are going to be hoarding all on top of each other like a big chicken coop right. in the cities, man, you know.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Hey, by the way, Warren, can I tell you something and all the rest of you guys? CNN did a special about 2 months ago, and I watched this, and it shocked me. I was watching it with my mother and sister, and it was about, it was called The New America in the Future, and it was shocking because I wish they would replay it, but it was a live broadcast. It was like a 2 or 3 hour show, and they interviewed a couple families. The government and the New World Order are already pre-preparing people. They're saying that we better be expecting new taxes. We better be willing. And you know what they're brainwashing the young generation to say? We all are responsible for this, and we're all going to need to pay our fair share. In other words, the young generation never had anything to do with this, and they want the young generation to be brainwashed to believe that it's your fault that this problem happened, and you better be prepared to deal with this. And the whole show is biased toward high taxes, lower cost, lower standard of living, and just dealing with whatever happens. And I was shocked. I mean, there was nothing really positive as far as how we need to end the wars, you know, end the spending. It was just so bizarre. It really makes me believe that the media is all, it's all a big controlled brainwashing pen.
Well, Steve, think about this. How many pussy whip guys are willing to beat themselves up for something that happened 300 years ago that men did back then? How many of the white guild liberals are still beating themselves up for something they had nothing to do with that happened 400 years ago? 300 years
well,
ago.
Well, I agree with that. You know what? But this special on CNN, I haven't seen it replayed. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. But it was like nonstop. It was they were trying to convince young people that all young people think just like this family, and I don't know where they were from, but they all want to make sacrifices, and they were talking about the VAT tax. That was a big thing they kept stressing, that we need to have a VAT tax, which is obviously something that is destructive to the economy, but everything is going downhill. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I think that what the NWO tries to do is feel the people out and see where they stand. I don't know. I mean, I think things will get worse, but I don't necessarily believe there's going to be people rioting in the streets because it just seems like if that was the case, it would have happened by now.
Well, I mean, well, it's going to take time, Steve. The thing is, it's like, well, think of like the whole situation with Rodney King. You remember that? Okay, now think of it this way. They did crash a dollar and everything, okay? Everyone working all this time, regardless of what it is, it'll give you that feeling you've done it for nothing, all right? At that point, it's going to basically have, like, a meaningless feeling, an ideology. It's going to piss a lot of people off, okay? And it's going to have, you're going to have a law enforcement trying to control people. You're just going to have an angry mob about it. I mean, I could be wrong at a certain way. I'm not going to say it's exactly going to happen like that, but you see what I'm trying to say, though?
Yeah, I see what you're trying to say, but I disagree about one thing. I don't think it's going to be as cataclysmic because I know a lot of friends or acquaintances that are NRA members, and I talk to them. It's about this New World Order and the food control and all that stuff. They are so diehard, and I know many guys that have a concealed weapons permit, and they're telling me that there's no way that this is going to happen because there's just too many guns out there. So I think that a lot of this stuff is being fueled by very powerful people to scare people.
But hold on, though. Hold on,
I just
though.
Don't
they
believe it's
going to
be this cataclysm. Listen, I don't believe it's going to be this rioting in the streets and people kicking doors down in houses to survive. I just, I don't know when it's, the previous caller's right.
Hold on.
Well, hold on, Warren. I want to break in 1 minute. I'm going to attempt to let another patient over in case of somebody we would like him to show. Okay? If it's not, and it's a 3-year-old, I'll take him out. But 111, go ahead.
When was the last time you guys had
That was our cue, you know.
Well, as I was going into before, that, as I was saying, they want people to have guns. Your guys at the NRA, they don't know about it. They want people to have guns. You got to understand, is they want civil wars going on between races, between genders, between religions, and all this stuff. They want people killing and fighting amongst themselves.
Oh, yeah.
This is all part of the plan.
Yeah, but we don't know what this really agenda is. Alex Jones... You know, I mean, if I listened to Alex Jones. I stopped listening to him in 2005. I realized he was a shill by then. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I mean, who really knows who to believe anymore? Because, you know, you look at all these people telling the so-called truth out there. Oh, this is going to happen. Bill such and such says you can't grow a garden in your backyard. People can still grow gardens in their backyard. There's nobody enforcing the law. So all these conspiracy theorists keep saying, oh, they're going to stop it. They're going to prevent you from eating vegetables in the backyard. People still keep growing vegetables. So until they stop this...
Just because it's not happening now doesn't mean that it is not on the way.
No,
I mean, you look
it is happening now, actually. They already have been...
Where is it happening? Where are they kicking doors down saying you can't grow vegetables in your backyard? Where?
Hey,
show me where it's
talking,
happening.
Hey, Bill, what video was that? What state was that in where they fined the guy for building...
Actually, there was a little co-op farm up there in Steve Hoka, same state. That was raided by the police, and the reasoning was...
I would like to know it, because, Bill, I live in Ohio. I would physically get in my car and drive down to that place to talk to the guy. I'll interview the guy, and I'll do a YouTube video if you can prove it to me.
I'll tell you what, Steve. I'll go back in my archive, and I'll find the report, and I'll make sure you get it, okay?
I will, because here's the reason, Bill. I'm not trying to argue with people. I'm not trying to be an argumentative, but the... So let me make this point here. The point I'm trying to say is that all these people are talking about riots. Like Gerald Celente keeps saying, Gerald Celente has got to be the biggest media show there is. Well, there's going to be all this rioting. There's going to be all these people. You know, Gerald Celente, I've been listening to him religiously for the last 2 years, up until last month. I'm so sick of the same thing he says. He repeats himself over and over and over. I mean, he says the same stuff, but reality is that until it happens, it happens. You can't just make predictions. You know, Gerald Celente claims he knows what's going to happen. 2010 is going to be the terrorist.
Well, Steve, what I know is based upon watching history, man, studying history. This stuff is not, you know, you seem to be under assumption that it's just going to, it's supposed to all happen overnight. And it's not going to happen overnight.
I know, but why are Gerald Celente is making predictions every year? He said 2009 the economy was going to crash. Then 2010.
Do you know why they do that?
Why? Why is he doing it every fucking time? That motherfucker is doing that.
Well, hold on. I'll tell you why they do that, man. The reason why they keep making these predictions that it's going to happen this time and it doesn't happen is because of that very reason, bro. You know, if they sit there and they say, oh, expect this to happen at this time and then nothing happens, well, then the sheep sit there and say, oh, well, nothing happens. All these conspiracy theorists must be wrong. And they take their guard
down. Yeah, but see, though, what you're saying, Warren, is that he's a media shill. You think he is?
Oh, yeah, definitely. They're all media shills,
man. Okay, so Gerald Celente, what Gerald Celente is doing is pre-predicting this stuff so that people will say, oh, that never happened, and then they give up on it.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm not saying I only did that, because Gerald Celente will not touch the 9/11 truth movement with the 10-foot pole. And one guy tried to interrupt him and says, are you one of these people that believes that George Bush had anything to do with 9/11? And before he even finished his sentence, he interrupted him and said, no, I'm not one of those people. You know, it was like he wanted to prove. So Gerald Celente is not a real patriot like he says he is. He talks a mean game, but I just think that some of these people out there are just media shills, what they are.
I'll have to agree with you.
Okay, guys, Big Boss is with us. Welcome to the show, Big Boss.
Hey, Big Boss.
Hey, how you doing?
What I'll say is this, I'm going to be honest with you, man. I'm not no buff on politics. I never have been. But you don't need to really be that much on politics to be able to see what's going on. If you know enough about history and you know enough about human nature and human psychology, you can pretty much see the wheels turning.
Well, the only thing I can say is that Gerald Celente and all these predictors are just doing this because, I mean, every time they always interview him, why would a guy like Joe Salenti get kid glove status on CNN and Fox if in fact, he says, oh, there's going to be this depression? But, Joe Salenti says the same thing in every friggin' interview. I'm sorry I use the foul language I don't like to use on your show, but, I mean, realistically, I get so sick of these predictors, it's going to crash tomorrow, predicting this. Gold's going to go to $15,000 an ounce,
Well, you'll notice that you said it yourself. You pretty much said it yourself. They're on mainstream news as well.
I have a lot of information I can share with you, Steve. You got to rob me of my YouTube channel.
Okay, what's your YouTube channel?
Warren542-2000.
Okay, I'll have to look it up and I'll email you. But, realistically, all I try to do is be very realistic about this. I have a friend that is very aware of this, too. He's a very close friend of mine. But he says that I don't tend to just listen to some conspiracy theorists talk about it because, they've been doing this like 1995, some guy named Harry Figge or something wrote the Great Depression in 1995. That was 15 years ago they predicted this Great Depression and it never happened,
this is the idea here, okay? I don't go to conspiracy theorists to get my facts. I'll go to them to get the claims sometimes. But most of the confirmation actually comes from the elites themselves. Most of the books I'll tell you to read are written by the elites. This goes back thousands of years, bro. This goes back all the way to the days of Plato and then some.
Warren, if it goes back thousands of years, then I guess we've always been controlled. I mean, what's the point?
We have to. We're slaves right now, man. We're slaves right now. We pay taxes. We're slaves.
Well, I know that, Warren. I mean, we live in a matrix. There's no doubt. I mean, every time I'm going to work, I spend an hour each way going, or an hour, or maybe 45 minutes. I thought, there's got to be a better way than this, because you spend an hour and a half each day, and you're 5 days a week driving to somewhere, and you're killing gas. And I thought, but here's the deal, is that just because, I think we've always been in some sort of matrix. I mean, how do we know we're not sheep? Just the fact that we're going another way doesn't mean we're not sheep.
If you think it for yourself,
hold on there, Warren. I want to cut in a minute because Dwayne has something he wants to play here that sort of may answer some of Steve's questions from earlier. So let Dwayne in a minute. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Let's see here. Senate Bill S510 makes it illegal to grow, share, trade, or sell homegrown food. The one prophecy on 13, 2010. S510, the Food State Monetization Act of 2010, may be the most dangerous bill in the history of the U.S. It is to our food what the bailout was to our economy. Only we can live without money. Quote, if accepted, S510 would preclude the public's right to grow, own, trade, transport, share, feed, and eat each and every food that nature makes. It will become the most offensive authority against the cultivation of the consumption of food and agricultural products of one's choice. It will be unconstitutional and contrary to natural law or, if you like, the will of God, unquote. Dr. Chopra, Canada Health Whistleblower. It is similar to what India faced with opposition of the Salt Acts during British rule. Only S510 extends control over all food in the U.S., violating the fundamental human right to food. Monsanto says it has no interest in the bill and will not benefit from it. But Monsanto's Michael Taylor, who gave us RBGH, an unregulated genetically modified GMO organisms, appears to have designed it and is waiting as an appointed food czar to the FDA, a position unapproved by Congress, to administer the agency and will create without judicial review. If it passes, S510 would give Monsanto unlimited power over all U.S. seed, food supplements, food, and farming. History. In the 1990s, Bill Clinton introduced HACCP, Hazardous Analysis Critical Control Points, purportedly to deal with contamination in the meat industry. Clinton's HACCP delighted the offending of corporate World Trade Organization, or the WTO, meat packers, since it allowed them to inspect themselves. Eliminated thousands of local food processors with no history of contamination and centralized meat into their control. Monsanto promoted HACCP. In 2008, Hillary Clinton urged a powerful centralized food safety agency as part of her campaign for president. Her advisor was Mark Penn, CEO of Burson Marsteller, a giant PR firm representing Monsanto. Clinton lost, but Clinton friends, as Rosa DeLauro, whose husband firm lists Monsanto as a progressive client and globalization as an area of expertise, introduced earlier versions of S510 fails on morale, social, economic, political, constitutional, and human survival grounds. One, it puts all U.S. food and all U.S. farms under Homeland Security and the Department of Defense in the event of contamination or an ill-defined emergency. It resembles the Kissinger plan. Stop there before I get into the other shit here. What did in 1973 and 1974 that I got up on a 2-4-4 website copy, what Henry Kissinger plans to do in the U.S. during food shortages? Anybody know what he was planning to do? Because I know. He's going to use what as a weapon against you people?
Dwayne, can I throw something in there? Dwayne?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay, Dwayne, listen, I'm not arguing with what you're reading untrue, but until they enforce it, it's still just up in the air. I see mom-and-pop people selling vegetables from their backyards on the side of the road all the time. All the time I see it. So until they physically enforce it with guns, which they have to enforce it with guns ultimately, I don't believe it's happening. The Senate bill just a piece of paper. It's nothing enforced until it's enforced. I mean, local jurisdictions can say screw the Senate bill and do what they want to do. They don't have to enforce anything. That's just a national bill.
Forcing a little girl that owns a lemonade stand to not do that without a license. Why is it?
Because that was done on a local level, because somebody obviously who loved authority, and this is another thing why I don't like politicians, they love a physical authority, decided to harass a lemonade stand. But let's face it, 550 lemonade stands are not being harassed at any given time.
This is setting a precedent, though. This is setting the precedent is what I'm trying to get at, Steve, because besides just the lemonade stand, why are they saying you need a license to have a yard sale in your yard all over the place?
How do we know, Dwayne, that this is not, I sound like I'm playing the devil's advocate, but how do we know that this is not just anecdotal? Your previous caller said that these are like anecdotes. How do we know it's not just anecdotal?
Incrementally, to introduce it to people before they do it, they incrementally get you used to it until they say, now you need a license for everything to do what we say now. They get people into it at first, they do it slow, then they up it as the years go by, stuff until they got you.
I'll give you an example.
Dwayne, one last thing. Right, okay. Well, I'm going to make this point. Warren, I'll let you talk. All I want to say, Dwayne, is I don't believe it's going to happen in 3 years. I believe that this plan's going to take 30, 40 years to implement. It's not going to happen in 3 years like you guys say it's going to happen.
Okay, guys, let's just stop that topic, okay?
Yeah, let's see
Dwayne, I'm not arguing and saying it won't. It'll happen in 30, 40 years, but it's not going to be in 2 years like these predictors, like Gerald Celente said there's going to be rioting in the streets and people are going to be, you know, he's a liar. These are deceivers. They're predicting all this stuff that hasn't happened, and your previous caller makes some good points. There's a lot of anecdotal stuff there.
Well, we've never really given a timetable when we say it's going to happen. All we're saying is this happening. I mean, but going back to what I was going to say, is an example of what Dwayne said was, well, okay, an example of that, the RFID chips, okay, they started off in the 90s putting in people's pets and stuff like that, you know, so they could locate their pets, right? People got used to that, okay? And now they're saying that we got to put these chips in children so to protect them from predators and people who want to take these children, which sounds like a good reason if you're asleep, you see what I'm saying? But that's not the real reason behind it. There's always another reason that they're not giving in the media, okay? So then when people, you know, they put these chips in these kids, okay? These kids grow up with these chips, and by that time everybody's conditioned to think that's normal, so they can move them up into adults. And that's all over the course of maybe, 20, 30 years?
You're right. It's a conditioning process, and obviously there's no doubt that the media is doing this slowly, but I think that one thing you need to understand, the people that run the world are very patient. They can wait 30 to 40 years for this stuff. I mean, since the end of World War II, if they really wanted their agenda, they would have tried to push it right away, but they do it slowly, and I think it could, you know, they're on track to do it, but I hate these people. I'm sick of the Alex Joneses and the Gerald Celentes and the Alan Watts that are running around saying, oh, it's going to happen tomorrow, and it's going to happen, and you'll see it's happening. It isn't happened yet. Like I said, people still go to the grocery store. They buy their meat. They buy their cheese. They buy their stuff. Until there's some radical change, I'm not going to buy into it's going to happen in the next 2 weeks or 2 months, whatever, or 2 years.
I don't know. Okay, guys, I totally understand where Steve is coming from, and I can't.